Now, more about a story we first brought you a few days ago here on TOP. By the end of March, you'll be able to jump into any cab in D.C., and you're supposed to be able to pay for your ride with a credit card. But that might be where the good times end here.
And joining us now is David Alpert. He is the editor-in-chief of Greater Washington. David, thanks for being with us. Is this a reason for celebration? This is something D.C. leaders have wanted for quite a while. What's your reaction?
Thanks for having me. It's going to be a definite step forward for riders of DC taxis to have the ability to pay for their rides with credit cards. And that is something that the DC Taxi Commission is now requiring each taxi to provide by the end of March. They're going to now select their own vendor, whoever they want to buy the technology from, essentially, to install in their cab as long as it can accept credit cards.
Yeah, so this is a change from the original vision, which was the same piece of technology in every cab. Different companies would bid, and then there would be a decision. That's fallen by the wayside. What kind of problems do you see as a result of that?
That's exactly right. The Taxi Cab Commission was going to require a single device that would be a screen, which would have your GPS location. It would take credit cards. It would allow people to call the police from the screen as well in the event that something was going wrong, and so forth. The Taxi Commission had a contract with a company called Verifone to provide this. There were a bunch of contract appeals, and so now they have backed off that. As a result, right now, taxis are not going to get these additional features, but the Taxi Commission does hope to require them in the future, and meanwhile, they're going ahead with the credit cards. In general, I think it's good that they're actually giving taxi drivers some flexibility to choose the technology that they want, because that will allow for a little bit more innovation, and it will allow for maybe if there are different companies, some might provide better taxi readers, better credit card readers than others, then taxi companies could choose those. On the other hand, it means that riders are not going to have all of these features that the Taxi Commission had originally hoped quite as early as they had planned.
David, now that it seems like the district taxis are entering the 21st century, what other new high-tech options might we be looking at?
It would be great to have the screens where, as you are sitting in the cab, you can follow the route that you're taking. That is something that a number of cities have in their taxis. New York, for example, you can see where you're going. It'll give you a little confidence that the taxi driver is not taking you on some ridiculous route or something of that nature. That would be really good. Another development that is really promising that we're starting to see happen is more ways to find and hail cabs through smartphones, so that if you're standing on a street corner, you don't always have to just look around and wave your hand and look for a taxi. You can actually pull up one of a number of different apps and request a cab. One of the really nice things about that might be if you want to give your business to some of the taxi companies that provide better quality cabs, cleaner, safer ones with better technology like a real-time screen in the taxi or takes credit cards or one of many other things, you would have the ability through smartphone apps to choose a cab that you like or from a company you like and give your business to them that way, giving them some incentive to have a better ride.
Do you feel like D.C. is always going to be a step behind? And I don't mean to kick the city overall, but it seems there's some catching up that needs to be done.
There are a few things where D.C. is catching up to some other big cities, but there are also some ways that our taxi system is a little different and then also sometimes better than in many cities. One of the advantages that we have is that D.C. has a lot of taxi drivers and just a lot of availability of taxis. It's actually easier to find a cab per capita in the district than in many other cities. In a lot of cities, it's only in the real downtown core that you could ever find a cab. In the district, you can find them more often elsewhere, though still in many neighborhoods near the edge, you're not going to be able to find one on the street. So by having more taxis, the district actually makes it a little bit easier for you to get a cab. But on the other hand, that means that they aren't able to force quite the same level of quality or push taxi drivers to do as much as some other cities. So in a way, we have a little bit of a balance where we've given up one thing, but we've gained something else.
David, thank you very much. I still have one of those zone maps framed on my wall.
The antique.
Oh, yeah.
The antique. Thanks a lot. That's David Alpert. He is the editor-in-chief of Greater Washington.